All right, people, can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
Sweet. We're doing this for making it happen. Hello. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to be talking for about 5 minutes. And after that, I'm going to unmute the mods. Then I'm going to unmute all you guys, and you're totally going to make chaos happen. We're looking forward to the chaos. So we're starting. The Great Refactoring is fucking finally over. Some of you guys don't know what the Great Refactoring is, so I'm going to break it down. We burned the entire fucking sim to the ground and rebuilt it. Basically in Paradox Land's image. It's in a completely different language now. And that was Paradox Lands. All right, so it's been burnt to the ground. There's been no new features for about a month, and I appreciate y'all sticking through it. I know it's kind of sucked. I want to go over the basics of where I plan on taking the sim from here. There's about three or four main points. The waste update, which is what I'm working on right now. The land update, which is going to be quests and just a whole bunch of shit. And then we've got the NPC update, which is going to be fucking huge. It's going to have Midnight Crew, NPC companions, all that shit. And then we have the Alchemy update, which is going to be not just huge, probably an entire mini game on a separate page. We'll get into that. So some of you guys may have seen, yes, there's the shitty AU update, but that's going to be not medium term. Some of you guys have seen some of the get deploys we've been doing lately. They've all been waste update related. We've got meta shit. We're going to have game breaking shit. Won't just be waste, seers, mages, that kind of thing. We got the land update. Instead of having two words for lands, like the land of bullshit and more bullshit, we're going to have actual goddamn objects. So objects means we can do things like have custom lands for players. We got the dead sessions will be the way we're testing that. That's nobody's ball game. So, you know, single player will have 16 different lands. We'll get to test out. I'm just reading what you guys all are saying. It's distracting as fuck. Okay. So we got the dead sessions are going to be the way we're testing that. It'll be a whole new page. We've got the NPC update. That's going to be Midnight Crew, that's going to be ring shenanigans. You want Clubs Deuce to have the ring? Clubs Deuce can have the fucking ring. NPC update will also have NPC companions, so Pages of Space ain't going to be a meme anymore. And then we finally got the Alchemy update, and some of you might have seen some of the debates about that lately. So, Alchemy is going to have two main parts. We're going to have the effects strifes parts, which is specious of shit, and then we're going to have the oh my god, it's bullshit stuff, like the Kringle Fucker. Yes, keyboard kind, wand kind, all that shit. So Alchemy update's going to be, Space is going to be good at it, obviously Dream, Smith, all those kind of fan and shit's going to be good at Alchemy. I'm probably going to have a Loras-style mini-game for Alchemy. Because, as WooMod points out, it's going to be really hard to tell what's going on within the sim, but I want to have like a mini page where you can try combining different objects, see what's going on. Look at all their flavor texts and whatever. So, like I said, no more than 5 minutes. We're basically done. That's what I wanted to hit. If you've been here for any amount of time, you know I'm fickle as fuck. Who fucking knows what's going to happen, when it's going to happen? It's just going to happen. But that's the medium-term plans. Some people were talking about some of the longer-term plans. High school AU. Goddamn, I can't even remember some of the other long-term plans. There's this whole fucking Trello. All right, so now I'm going to unmute the mods. And we'll have mods talking as well. If I can remember. Oh, God, there's so many people. I have to scroll all the way up to get back. There we go.
So many people.
All right. Mods should be able to speak now. Let's try it out. Any mods on besides Paradox?
I don't see anyone who isn't muted.
Yeah. Can we unmute them? Should be anybody ideas wrangler above, but I'm not hearing anything yet. Now see, this is why you gotta practice shit. Says speak is enabled. All right, let's try opening the floodgates. Everybody try talking.
Hi.
They still appear to all be muted.
Damn. All right. Let's go to Fruity Rump.
Wow, this is dumb. This is stupid on many levels.
Hooray.
Oh, what about magical ponies?
Oh, my God. Wow, I'm going bad immediately.
Yo.
What the fuck is this?
This was a terrible idea. Mistake.
Quick, eat it all.
Everything was a mistake.
But fresh hell is
mistakes were made.
Oh.
Wow, that was loud.
You notice me.
Oh god, why?
Oh god.
Yes,
god.
Genetically.
What's up? Alright.
Okay, I'm unmuted now, JR.
Okay.
I had to rejoin, basically.
Oh, that works.
Hello.
That was madness.
That was
no,
madness.
That was Sparta.
Everything was crazy. This was a terrible idea.
I'm vomiting blood. What's going on?
Hey, JR, what about, where's my magical ponies?
They're whenever rendering happens.
We keep going everywhere.
Okay, now we are now. Okay, now people are split between the two chats and don't
amazing.
Know.
Can we stay? Are we gonna go?
We don't fucking know.
Where'd you come from, Hot Nigh Joe?
That song.
Yes.
Okay, now people are being told that Shitty Twist works, so that should be good.
So they're coming here now.
Yes, my children, come to me.
No.
You're grounded.
Fight me.
I'll right, fight you.
Shitty Twist, yeah.
Okay, yeah, if you're not a mod and you can currently speak, shut the fuck up.
Well, that's one way of phrasing it. Anyway, so we're going to be doing an FAQ segment at this point, so if anyone has any questions, type them into the voice chat thing, and presuming they don't get lost in the flood of madness, we'll try to answer them.
I'm very good at handling floods of insane fucking madness. That's how I read Homestuck.
Okay. Yeah, we kind of had to read Homestuck, didn't we? Life is a process of suffering until you realize it's a bullshit illusion and you try to escape it.
Let's see, a lot of where is Hive Swap?
Okay, here's a good question. What was your inspiration behind making the sim?
Ironically, Hive Swap. I was waiting for it and bored. I'll take a next question, but what I was going to say was, so obviously Spurb Sim dies when Hive Swap comes out.
No!
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 Is that code for never?
This is the worst joke that you could have. Jaded, it's Half-Life 3, not iSwap. You have... Do you always reach this?
How are you on this?
I don't know!
Can someone, like, mute him specifically? What's going on?
Read it, this is the secret mod.
Okay, I figured out how people... just need to go into the voice chat pretty rump.
Yeah. Alright, let's focus on answering questions for a few more minutes.
Someone asked you, did you know you sound like Sidney McElroy, whoever the fuck that is?
I literally just Googled it. Let's see if we can figure out how to mute you, Redead, just for now.
I already did.
Silence!
I wonder if that mutes you just for me or for everyone. Interesting.
It mutes him for everyone because we are mods.
Sweet. Mod powers. All right. Oh. Rita, it'll be the first one freed.
So, can you guys hear me? I figured out how to get voice chat.
My favorite musicians are the Christian rock band Casting Crowns.
Wilmot,
they're asking JR.
Mine is Faith plus one. Remember that one time Cartman made a Christian rock band in South Park?
Alright, so for actual questions, TT keeps asking if the shitty high school AU is confirmed.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing that's going to eventually happen. KR is super behind it. It seems like it'd be hilarious to make a parody of shitty fanfic. Like, oh, Spurb is kind of a parody of Homestuck in general. Let's go one level deeper. What if all these Spurb characters didn't play Spurb and instead had shitty high school adventures?
You realize I'm not going to use this at all for Suburb characters, I'm just going to use it for ponies, right?
I mean, yeah, that's why we're going to have the rendering sets.
Let me see. Red Dead.
Can Dave be pregnant with John?
Please,
wow.
Please stop abusing however you got in here and just please.
Please Alt F4 immediately.
Oh yeah, Hogwarts AU is going to be a thing, TT. Definitely. It'll be magical boarding school AU.
And Trickster AU is actually already a thing that's in the sim. You just have to look for it.
It's true. There are circuits.
Yep.
There are mysteries.
You gotta find it, though. And we're not going to tell you. You gotta find it yourself. It's the magical journey of self-discovery and candy discovery.
People keep asking if I could be louder. Does this work better?
Yes,
it's
much.
Louder.
Yeah, I think you
loud.
Might actually show up on the recording now, am I?
Amazing.
I can hear you, and I could hear you from space if I wanted.
All right.
Will the bugs ever get squashed, or will they go god tier?
I'm pretty
part
sure
of
they'll
the great
go god tier.
Well, part of the great refactoring was it turns out my amazing typo powers made the sim like 50% bugs. And it turns out Dart just doesn't let you typo, so hey, less bugs.
I found some real doozies switching over.
Oh my god, 50% typos.
I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating, but there were...
PL, how much
are they
exaggerating?
I mean, there were like...
Behold,
I think there was like...
more typos than code.
Six major bugs that were caused by typos?
Like major, like whole sections of code weren't running.
Like ghost draining was only ever doing like one power or whatever.
Yeah,
and then
when we turned it on, Princess
yeah,
broke
we turned
his
it
fuck.
On, it was broke as fuck.
Hello, would you like to?
Infinite Edge is asking, what are the benefits of using Dart and
some stuff? Well, Paradox Lands probably can talk a little bit more about it, but so far from my point of view, you get actual typing. You get IntelliJ lets you do code completion, yell at you for typos. All the stuff a real language has. PL, you want to elaborate?
Well, I mean, it's a lot better for organization. I mean, JavaScript lets you get away with a whole lot of stuff that it really shouldn't. It just kind of accepts the errors and tries to make the best of it rather than saying, this is an error, you should probably fix this.
Which is what made it so good to make a GlitchFac AU-inspired sim.
That's what I was going to say. That sounds like something that would be appropriate to GlitchFac. Or Suburb. Both are pretty shitty, buggy games.
Sleuth Poop Lord keeps asking how much my fingers hurt in the making of the sim. Sometimes quite a lot. I get obsessive and I do nothing but code all day.
It's like the guitarist who plays till their fingers bleed.
All right, looks like TT is asking about dueling, which is definitely a planned thing. Everybody wants PvP strifes. I think they're a little spammy. The actual things that killed people in Homestuck were very quick, so I like the way murder modes work. But I do plan on having...
I keep saying that about normal strifes, and you tell me no, so...
Yeah. Well, people want even more normal strifes.
Yeah,
so
you're being
boring. Duels.
I have plans for reducing the area that takes up.
That'll be interesting.
I just... complain that they kind of spam up and take up more space than
make them more interesting.
The general idea would be to have a summary of what happened, which could then be expanded to see the actual things that happened during the time. It would take up a lot less space unless you want to see what happened.
That's true. All right, Mockin's asking, is Spermsim ever going to get an API so people can use parts of it, etc., etc.? Part of the Dart update is we did make it a lot more easy for other people to mod it and things like that. I'm not sure if a full-on API is feasible at this moment, but how I'm definitely...
Even, like, how would you even do that? I mean, the general idea is we'd have to kind of make some of the core parts more generic to be able to do the different sets of stuff, because a lot of the things that are in there now are currently very related to Spurp. So, taking all the scenes out, so they're disconnected, so you'd be referencing the core part of the game, which could then be used... for adding different scenes and classes and things, or sets of them even.
The rendering update actually will be a step towards that, because it'll be, you know, render any sprite for any purpose. Because a lot of people are good at coding, but they're not really that comfortable with the canvas. So we can sort of off-source that to ourselves.
Mm. And also one of the reasons I wanted to make it so generic, aim, to be able to do whatever is needed.
Speaking of modding the sim... FR has been pestering me since, like, forever to get us to make a modding channel on the sim.
Interesting.
Is that a thing we're going...
Well, I mean, we've got the secret programmer board.
Yeah.
Which I guess some people don't know about because it's a secret. Exactly. Yeah, there's totally a secret programmer role.
Yeah, it's for your own good. Trust us.
That way lies madness, unless you ask for it.
Oh, and Mackin's complaining that we have too many channels, so, yeah.
Oh, no, we had the Great Purge a few weeks ago. We killed a lot of channels,
really,
and everybody...
killed, like, four.
We killed four, and people bitched for a week.
Then we didn't kill enough. They should bitch for a month.
The problem is people get entrenched and bored, and then they don't want
to
leave.
Vortex of bitching for the rest of our days.
You know what we should do is we should make a backup server, and every time we kill a channel, we should put that channel in the backup server. It'll just be infinite. It'll be a snake eating its own tail.
It's gonna be
Cap'n Crunch Memer asked like a really
channels.
What was the question?
Cap'n Crunch Memer asked a really relevant question. When can we scratch and run? And I know that's relevant to what we're doing right now with the waste update.
Yes. C is a waste of space. Therefore, wastes of space in the sim are planned to be able to let you always do a combo session. Even if you don't have a frog, you can combo into your own scratch. It'll be the session that never ends.
Never ending story.
It's the session that never ends.
Okay, now everyone does. That is not nearly as, you know, appropriate as me going singing the Never Ending Story song.
Can we just have a moratorium
on... we disagree again.
Also, it isn't nearly as dignified.
All right, we got Toxic Snowman saying, when will I be able to live out my fantasies of one-player sessions? That would be nobody. Nobody is in charge of dead player sessions and convincing me to implement them. And actually, the land update is going to be the test
the
bed for the dead sessions.
The guy named Nobody, not Nobody.
Yes.
I thought the NPC
not
update
literally.
Was going to be the test session.
Well,
actually, we actually decided to separate out the leprechaun minion kind of thing. That's going to be part of the Lord class now. Lords will always get a leprechaun minion for beating a planet. In dead sessions, they'll get 16 leprechaun minions because they'll beat 16 planets.
Or however many they happen to be if some fall into the black hole.
True that.
Lucky breaks. They got
Someone's asking for hints to ...
Man, that is a mystery.
Even I don't know.
You must... I don't know. Just think about it.
There are no verbal hints. It's all way
right,
too easy
no
to get
hints.
Much away verbally. Oh, come on. The rewards are great, Machen. I don't know what you're talking about. Changed my life.
They used to be even better. I was like the first person to solve that mystery, I believe.
It's true. Hall of Fame is dead.
One of my OCs is in that Hall of Fame.
Do you decide on adding new class picks based on ideas you have, or what's easiest first? Flaming Avian asked that. Right now,
I think
now,
we decide based on our own horrible preferences.
Well, actually, the real big
thing... And what
thing,
can get past KR's ostracism?
Yes. KR is ostracizing me in good taste. So KR is deciding what sort of art assets go in the sim. Classes are basically art assets.
Speaking of classes, where's my Lord and Muse?
Oh, you gotta wait. We don't have the art assets fully yet.
I think I saw in the code that there was just
the name and nothing else.
Except for classes that do particularly special or interesting things that differ from the general kind of thing. The hardest part about adding a class now is making the art.
Yep. But on that note, we have the structure for making a lot of different aspects, and all that requires is a palette approval from KR.
I think and I made some pixel art for the fan aspects from the glitch FAQ.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed to like it, and that was like me just like, oh, he likes it, oh my god, the actual artist thinks my thing is not shit.
Reminds me, I'm going to go back to making the palette tool after this.
Sprites. Oh, well, I mean, sprites. Bluebeard's asking if sprites are going to actually be good for anything. I mean, they join in fights. Not the Black King fight, obviously, because sprites never do that, apparently.
They can do corruption in suburb lore.
Bluebeard? Mm-hmm. That's a familiar name.
Oh, yeah, why don't sprites participate in the King fight?
Because they're supposed to fuck off and do weird shit, supposedly.
Yeah, but we saw them in the final fight in actual Homestuck.
We only saw them in the final fight for the kid session, and the kid session was screwed to hell and back.
I argue that that is what a normal successful session looks like.
Alright, but like, let's maybe not get into the class spec argument again on voice chat in front of like 300 people.
But why not?
Alright, Sleuth Pooplord's asking about Sprite Squared and etc. Tier 2 sprites are in the plan. Sprite Squared are probably a logical conclusion of that, but the problem is they have trans timeline knowledge, and sprites with trans timeline knowledge have already fucked me over. They break my goddamn yard.
Yeah, no trans timeline knowledge, kids.
Or if we do have it, it'll be very much on purpose.
Trans timeline knowledge, kids.
That might be one for if we ever improve upon the way the history works to have a kind of actual solid timeline.
Machin is asking, is class spec inversion canon in Spurb Sim? Not at the moment. I know a lot of people, that's their headcanon for like Grimdark and shit.
There's actually some weird inversions that happen accidentally.
That's true.
So, for example, like space and breath were inversions of each other for a while because space was low mobility and breath was high mobility. Doom and light have been connected for a while because of the luck factor. I think like life and freaking rage or something were connected for a while.
Life and rage are connected by being basically the best at beating the shit out of things.
Yeah, they fuck over the game like no one else.
TT's asking about sentient dream selves, which is actually a good idea and a good question.
It's actually going to be part of the Waste of Heart update. It won't be the only way we can have independent dream selves, but that will be the point of Waste of Heart.
Glitch FAQ, there's like this mental disease where your dream self became sentient. Maybe that will be in a future update. Who knows?
Apocryphal antithesis, or however that's pronounced, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's how it was pronounced.
We've seen like heart players in canon have active dream selves that are separate from their real selves, so...
But the Waste will, I believe it's planned that they'll make everyone have that shit going on.
Yes, with different class specs for them.
Sarcastic Healer asks, question, does it concern you that you're actually making Spurb and gonna cause the end of the world? I'm gonna be honest here, my childhood dream was to end the world, so I'm kind of par for the course.
Wow, oh, that's good to know, JR. That's very good to know. I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, I always Genetic wanted Beast to is... be.
Genetic Beast is asking if Dutton will be added to Spurb Sim, and just quickly, he's already in there.
Oh, yeah, he's a sprite.
Yeah, you can make Dutton sprite. We said he's
totally
in.
Planning that. Yeah, I'm totally pinning the whole JR ends the world thing.
I have a couple ideas about my own for sprites and how they would interact with like corrupt ones, like librarians. Sprite hands you this book on ancient.
Okay, so CJ keeps asking, will guardians be useful for anything besides scratches? After the NPC update.
Probably.
Plus, usefully, we want to have adult sprites eventually, so we can have the serious business Easter egg. And once we have adult sprites, we may as well use them for guardian shenanigans.
Also, yeah, Sunlight Crew is going to be a thing. The
The Midnight Crew NPC, yeah.
Although I think in the Glitch FAQ it said that they were supposedly that they were bugs and never actually did anything and just did like disco dancing or something. We obviously won't make them useless because then that beast.
Honestly, like anytime I run a session of Suburb, I give Prospect their own Arc Agents because it's more interesting.
Insane Megalomaniac is asking if Nick Cage will be added to the sim, and yes, he's actually in there too already.
Yeah, you gotta up your giggle start game if you want to find Nick Cage. Although actually, somebody didn't recognize Nick Cage when they found him. Like they asked, "Oh, is that you?" What? I mean, I appreciate the compliment, but
you are a national treasure, JR.
I mean, obviously.
All right. Any other questions?
Thank you, Ben, is saying, are there first guardians? And there's something that can be prototyped, yes. It's generally a really bad idea. We're eventually going to implement a little bit more. Yes.
And some of them are going to be sentient, probably, and that's going to be...
Yeah, they're going to be part of the NPC update,
JR, just
probably.
Pointing out with the waste update, some of the sprites... should give Suburb lore the way some of them give corruption.
I think some of them...
Deadpool sprite, yeah.
Corruption.
Google, Land of Google should give you Suburb lore.
So should a Deadpool sprite.
Yeah, obviously Deadpool sprite. Time Player sprites.
Like Deadpool just takes the HP bar of an enemy and smacks him over the head with it.
All right, I made a note of that.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Way in the future, we have this... didn't you have this... do you have this... Kikaku sim thing?
Oh, yeah. Kikaku sim's gonna be dope as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of plans crashing into each other, and we're probably gonna implement that. Once it's done and on its own into Suburb, so that people can use crazy ass plans running into each other.
Assuming the prototype works, yes.
Speaking of insane stuff, is the moon explosion and moon booms going to be in the NPC update? Or
yeah, that makes sense. KR's been. I've had the art for the moon explosions for a while. KR even has like an artist news post about it, and I just haven't added it. Too much has been on fire.
Make me a special subclass of planets.
On fire.
It's true. R.I.P.
Which reminds me, that means we should have planets having health.
Will we have the weed class? All stats set to Forge 1.
Only if KR allows it.
A tumor. Tumor. Will the tumor ever be a thing? Well, usually that's only for sessions not meant to succeed. So, like, ones that have, like, something really shitty happen in them, or they're just DOA, like the pre-scratch troll one. Like, that had a smaller tumor in it.
Technically, we have the smaller tumors. I mean, life players can kill everybody to get them into the scratch session.
Were so convoluted. Yeah.
Wait, life players can do that?
Tumors happen when they have to happen.
Yeah, life players, they can learn how to get, you know, to get into the afterlife and when they scratch, so they'll kill everyone. Mina's
past. This is what happens when 90% of my interactions with the sim is running AuthorBot all the time.
I'm going to answer two quick questions. Oki Swerve keeps asking if we used Pesterchum in its heyday. I mean, I didn't. I don't think many of the rest of us did. And Sleuth Poop Lord keeps asking if we're going to have a Lord of Memes classpect, which we're going to have Lord classpect eventually, probably with dead sessions, but...
Memes, that's questionable.
Barring insanity, we're not going to have memes, but, I mean, considering our circumstances,
insanity
memes.
Is my aesthetic. It's really just what KR lets me get away with. I mean, I still want to have the kid glass. Looks like a shitty fucking, what's the Team Skull mascot. It'd be great. It'd be so fucking stupid.
TG is getting angry about dabbing.
All right, I think we're getting pretty close to the end of this Q&A. We might want to open the floodgates.
Can you hear me? Okay, Munch.
All right, people. We're doing this.
I have asked for space players who are pissed off to kill frogs, but apparently that's a grimdark thing only.
It's true. All right.
Oh, this is a good question. Mockin's asking what's the coolest feature most people don't know about.
But fuck, my giggle snort. Well, okay, you know what? Okay, the coolest feature most people don't know about is what you get for getting the...
JR, you kind of cut out there. Oh my god, it's amazing. Oh, JR, that's
could not have planned that. Apparently I cut out. Oh well, guess you lost your hint.
Well, you know how it is, JR. Our will creates the future and all that. Your desire for giggle snort has caused it to cut out.
All right. Well, I've got everybody on speak permission, but it looks like it takes a while to notice or some shit.
No, they just have to rejoin.
All right.
Here
well, let's
comes
just
the chaos.
Well, let's just
let madness
through rumpus.
Is it working? Oh, hey.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Yo, welcome to hell.
What's going
on? Critical. Today we're going to be playing Spurb Sim. All right, let's do this.
Let's do this shit.
Let's do this shit.
This is not going to end well.
Basic reminder before too many people come on, if people start being like rude or using slurs or stuff, we will just start kicking and banning people indiscriminately.
Oh man,
everyone should do that but me, so I get to be best friends with the mobs.
This is the best Spurb Sim of all time.
I mean, hell yes.
What if everyone in this chat room just did a massive fucking suburb session in real life? Shit would not end well.
In an alternate reality.
I don't know. We'd all kill each other, and I would ollie outie. That's what would happen.
I don't think my sylph powers can heal that many people.
Hey, I'm a room for life. I can help you out, I guess.
I just
if you get enough watches from the void and tell them, hey, messing with their heads and making, you know.
There's like a very short period of time before getting a bunch of homestucks in a room and asking someone
hey,
asking.
Hello, anyone there?
Yeah.
Hello, why are you screaming?
We can hear you. We can hear you. It is. Oh God.
Can you hear me?
Yes. We still can. Don't
we can hear you.
Please stop talking through a potato, sir.
We are all dead now. Rip.
I have died.
I used to be a life player, but now I'm a light player. Can't revive anyone.
Ripperino.
What?
I'm a life player. Yay! I'm special.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Tell me about Bane. Why does he wear the mask?
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. Nobody cared who I was before I put on the mask.
Paradox Lens, did anyone ever tell you that when you talk, you sound like a Bond villain?
If I pull this off, will
of course.
He die?
Oh, no, welcome to
Bane.
Population. Oh.
Okay, we seriously have to end this thing with karaoke. It's gotta happen.
JR, do you regret this?
Never gonna
give
you
up. We're gonna make you cry. Cause love's the
no
game
more chairs, please.
Gonna play it.